When is it time to launch your new website? Something that I'm struggling with at the moment with the Boag World relaunch. It's so nearly there. Is it ready now? Is it ready in a week's time, a month's time, or whenever? And it's something we're going to discuss in more depth on the podcast in a couple of weeks' time when I do finally make the site live. The trouble is launching a website is not a black and white thing, is it? There's not a moment in time where it's ready to go. Especially if you've got an existing website out there, you can easily get into the habit with the new website of tweaking and tweaking and tweaking and improving manipulating and doing all these things to the new website, and you never actually launch it. You have to draw a line in the sand and say, this is good enough. It's never going to be perfect. Your website is never going to be 100% right. So when do you make the decision? How do you know when the moment is to flick the switch and go across to the new site? Well, it's a difficult one, isn't it? Because you only get one chance to make a first impression. So if you put it live and it's not perfect, then are people going to look at it, judge you, and never come back to the site again? Well, obviously, if it's in such a big mess that they're never going to come back to the site, I would suggest it's probably not time to make it live. However, I think that generally people will come back to a site again as long as it's fairly usable. It's the little details I'm talking about, isn't it? At the moment, I'm going through the Boag World site. There are places where things don't quite line up properly and it needs tidying up. That kind of level of detail. When you start obsessing over it, when actually the site should just go live. I think a good rule of thumb, and certainly the rule of thumb that I'm working on, is once what you have in your new site is better than the old one, it's probably time to flip the switch. It doesn't mean you stop working on the website. I don't think anybody should ever really stop working on a website. But once it's an improvement on where you previously were, it's time to go for it, isn't it really, and put it out to the world. Of course, the big area that maybe slows things down a little bit is bug testing across multiple browsers. When I say when it's better than what you've got existingly at the moment, it's got to be better for everybody across all the different browsers. It's not good enough for your website to look stunning in Safari and be loads better than the existing website in Safari, but in IE, I don't know, 7, for example, it's a huge step back from where your site currently is. Unless, of course, you're reducing and consciously reducing your support for IE7. Do you get what I'm getting at? It's all about identifying the point where things are actually better than what you've got. Then you might as well go live. You don't need to make a big song and dance about it. That's the other thing. I think people often think that the moment they go live is the moment they start shouting to the world about how amazing their website is and telling everybody to come and look at it. I'm a great believer in soft launches, where you put a website live and you let it sit there for a while. You monitor how users interact with it and what changes are being made, what bugs people are picking up and that kind of stuff. And then you tweak and improve the website over a couple of weeks before finally making it live. Do you know, I think that might be the approach that I even use with Boag World. Its official launch will be in a couple of weeks' time when we talk about all these kinds of issues in more depth on the show. But I might just sneak it live before then and give it a few days to bed in. It's always good practice. So there you go, some thoughts about making your website live and when to do it.